Greetings, imaginative viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supremaster Television. This week, we feature part one of a two-part series about Swiss aviator and inventor, Mr. Yves Rossi. In 2006, he became the first person ever to achieve sustained body flight with a jet-powered wing. On May the 7th, 2011, at the Grand Canyon in Arizona, USA, with spectators and reporters on the ground, the 51-year-old Swiss adventurer jumped off a helicopter at 2,400 meters in altitude, equipped with a wingsuit. After a short freefall, four jet engines on the wing kicked in as he entered his world of complete freedom. Soaring 60 meters above the vertical rim of the canyon. At times, he dived at a speed of 300 kilometers per hour, while at other points, he soared above the craggy rocks like an eagle, performing elegant turns and 360-degree bow rolls. After a spectacular 8 minutes in the air, he opened his parachute and gracefully landed on the canyon floor. To Mr. Rossi, it was a moment to celebrate, the culmination of many years of hard work. To others, it was a delight to witness a real-life Cliff Secord, the superhero in the 1991 American film The Rocketeer, which is based on a comic series by illustrator Dave Stevens.
I am Yves Rossi, Jetman, because I am flying with net wing and jets on my back.
Mr. Rossi's quest to touch the clouds began when he was a boy.
Did you always dream about flying?
Yeah, it's like almost every kid. They are interested about what is flying. And it's still fascinating, a bird. It's something so impossible for us, not natural. So I was fascinated by birds and so by fast airplanes. In an air show, I was really impressed from the speed, the sound, the energy. And that's why I wanted to become pilot.
When he grew up, Mr. Rossi realized his dream of becoming a professional airman. He has flown jets for the Swiss Air Force, as well as commercial aircraft such as the DC-9, Boeing 747 and Airbus 320. But piloting planes wasn't the only way Yves Rossi wished to experience the open skies.
Because, you know, to go to Hong Kong in an airliner as a pilot, okay, you go to Hong Kong, you go there and visit the region, you come back. Okay, you have seen many things, but from the creativity side, nothing is here. My goal was to fly as near as the birds are flying. I was already a pilot and then I did begin in a hang gliding, afterwards paragliding. When I was 30, I did discover free falling, skydiving. You are totally free of your movements, only a little backpack, parachute, and you just fall 1 minute, but you don't see the ground coming. You have really the impression you are flying. That's the nearest things to the dream. Because you are totally free. You fall, but you feel you are flying, especially when you fly with others. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, that's great, but it's so short, about 1 minute, and only down. So it would be great to keep this pure feeling of flight, but longer, and not only down, but level or even climbing. That's the basic idea.
Yves Rossi truly has an adventurous spirit. On July the 3rd, 1991, he completed a self-created challenge of traveling around Switzerland for a total distance of 1,000 kilometers using 25 different modes of transportation, including flying a DC-9, piloting a helicopter, hang gliding, paragliding, skydiving, bungee jumping, running barefoot, driving a race car, riding a motorbike, mountain biking, mountaineering, snowboarding, skiing, whitewater rafting, kayaking, water skiing, wakeboarding, and navigating a speedboat. He started at 6 a.m. and ended at 9:30 p.m. the very same day.
Suddenly you have an idea in your head and you realize it. So I had the idea, I did many sports, kind of sports, on the water, in the air, on ground, and I thought, yeah, that's such a beautiful playing ground, Switzerland. I could do around Switzerland in one day and 25 different sport or transport activities. And that's what I did. That was a little bit crazy idea, but to realize it finally, it's very gratifying.
Wishing to take human flight to the next level, Mr. Rossi began designing a wingsuit. In creating his jet-propelled wing, he drew inspiration from nature.
I'm not the only one. The Wright brothers and so, Lilienthal, they all did observe the birds. Leonardo da Vinci, all these guys, they did create aerodynamic. And if you see the profile of that wing, and you see the profile of a bird wing, it's almost the
pretty
same,
similar,
not exactly the same, but it's similar. Any airplane has this shape. And it's just a copy of the nature.
Yes.
And it's perfect in the nature.
Yeah.
We are bad copiers.
Yes.
Yeah. But for sure, it's always fascinating to see a bird flying or going from a place to the other just by air.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It took Yves Rossi more than 10 years of development and 15 prototypes to get to the point he can perform bird-like acrobatics using the current version of his wingsuit.
Tell us the main milestones in the development of the jet flyer. What were the most memorable moments and key events to arrive where you are now?
Oh, it was a long story. I did begin, you know, with experience as a skydiver, as sky surfer, you know, with a surfboard on my feet. And after that, I thought, yeah, it's not the good way to fly. I have to put something that is adapted to air, to surf the air. And what is adapted to air? You don't go on the waves in Hawaii with a snowboard. You take something adapted to water. So what is adapted to air? A wing. So I did first surf a wing on my feet, but it was not logical to stand on, and from the performance it was not so good. So afterwards I did develop a harness that I can throw away just in case I have problems, safety. And once this harness was ready, I did put different structures, wings, different form, different profiles, and then I could test. And the big advantage I had, if you compare to the pioneers of the aviation, I was already in the air to test with a parachute, safety device that brings me safe to the ground. So I did test and test. I did drop the wing because I was in unstable situation about 20 times. But the plan B, the handle that opened my harness, did work every time. So once I had a harness that I could drop and that holds me nice on the hips, I could go further. The second thing was the first flight with my inflatable wing, that it was not just controlled descent. Mm-hmm. But with this first wing, I did feel how it lifts. Suddenly, I was really falling at the beginning, and I did find the right position where suddenly, up, it lifts, and it keeps you really in the air. So I did find just the nice position to put that wing, that it flies very nice. That was the second step. And the third really important step was putting two engine on that wing and flying level. Uh-huh. That means, okay, it will work. I find something stable. I was just flying level, descending during the turn, but the principle to have a powered flight with little jets was possible. And mm-hmm. that's why now I'm able to do aerobatics. Yeah. So these was the three really important steps.
The wing Mr. Rossi used to fly over the Grand Canyon has a wingspan of 2 meters and weighs 55 kilograms when fully fueled. They are fitted with 4 JetCat P200 engines, each providing 22 kilograms of thrust.
I can fly about, with that wind, 8 minutes, according to fuel I put in, up to 13 minutes. And I climb very fast and only with my body moves. Yeah. I go down, I go up, go right. It's totally intuitive and pure. I can do rolls, climbs, formation flights, and so on. So I have about the performance of an airplane, just
with your body.
Only with body moves. That's what is fantastic. You don't pilot it, you don't steer it, you fly it. Mm-hmm. It's totally intuitive. I can fly minimum speed about 130 kilometers per hour, maximum speed in dive before loop about 300 kilometers per hour.
And what is the maximum height you have flown as a treatment? Do you need any special aids like oxygen mask or clothing for high altitude?
Actually, the maximum height is about 4,500, and without oxygen, I did just climb. Mm-hmm. I expect new engines, much powerful engine. That means I will be able almost to climb vertical, and at that day I will try to do a record of altitude. So just climb until I have no more fuel, and we'll see which height, but I expect between 5,000 and 7,000 meters.
With a creative urge, unwavering determination, careful planning, and continuous innovation, Mr. Rossi has been able to achieve truly extraordinary feats. His accomplishments are opening a whole new chapter in aviation history. We respectfully salute you, Jetman Eve Rossi, for expanding our horizons with new possibilities and demonstrating the power of human creativity. Your exciting work reminds us that where there is a will, there is a way. For details on Mr. Eve Rossi, please visit www.jetman.com. Active viewers, thank you for being with us today on our program. Please join us next Friday on Golden Age Technology for the conclusion of our two-part series featuring Eve Rossi. Coming up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. After noteworthy news, may the inner light illuminate every footstep you take in your sojourn on Earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.